And we are joined now by Anna Richards of the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP, now with a brand new website. Is it
brand new website?
ChapelHillCarrboroNAACP.com, right?
.com. Yep. Yeah, we're awesome. Moving up. We're moving up.
You drop the dot WordPress,
yeah,
right? Yeah, that's good.
A little simpler, a little easier.
That's good.
Hopefully for folks to remember. I want to invite people to go out to the website to join us for the HK on J rally, the Big Moral March in Raleigh on February the 10th. We have two buses at this point scheduled to go. We can get another one if folks sign up, but it's a pretty reasonable fare. $15 for an adult, $10 for young folks and students. So bus takes you there, brings you back to Chapel Hill. You don't have to worry about traffic or parking or any of that. Lets you off right downtown near the beginning of the march site. So hopefully people will come out and join us for this great march that we're having again this year.
February 10th, and I was lucky enough to be able to go to that one last year, and it was such a heartening event considering the events of the previous few months, but also a huge event. Thousands of people were out there, and it was just great to be in the midst of all
that. It is, and we have folks coming from all over the state, it's a great show of solidarity, I think, for people who really want our folks in Raleigh at the state capitol to understand the mood of the people. So it's part of what democracy looks like, and I invite folks to come join us on the bus. Get on the bus.
And I know we talked about this a few weeks ago, but the intersectionality of it is also something really cool. It's a march for civil rights. It's a march for immigrant rights, LGBTQ rights, women's rights, and so many more. Are there key themes or issues this year?
I think we're really focused on the state legislature. Mm-hmm. The issue right now, gerrymandering, you know, we've got another positive ruling from the courts on that, not to say that that won't be appealed.
Right.
There is an appeal plan and process. But also the proposal around how our judges are elected, I think that's got to be a big focus. The after effects of our tax plan are also on folks' minds. Because the federal tax plan has eliminated the credits for individuals and by raising standard deductions. And so a lot of the state, first question they ask you on your state income taxes is comes from your federal tax. And so there's a lot of concern that the revenue windfall that's purported to happen to states is not going to happen. And so we're already in crisis with our school size, classroom size mandates that are unfunded. And we're very concerned that there's going to be a move to do, quote, welfare reform. Because we need to lower the deficits at the federal level. These deficits, of course, were created because of the large tax cuts. And so a lot of concern about how that's going to impact our most vulnerable citizens. We got a couple issues here locally that we're also concerned about when we start talking about some of our most vulnerable citizens. Development, I think, has been a hot issue around Chapel Hill for several years now and continues to be as our amount of land shrinks. And so currently we're really concerned about this development that's going to impact the Lakeview neighborhood. We got 120 people that are going to be displaced. And our position is, if the town's not ready, if there isn't really a good plan for what to do with these folks, and maybe the rezoning should be delayed until the town figures out what we're going to do with the people who are impacted. There's not affordable housing for people in this income bracket in our town, and, mm-hmm. and we're quickly just pricing a lot of people out of Chapel Hill.
Yeah, speaking with Anna Richards, Chapel Hill Carver NAACP, and we're talking about the HK on J March, which is February 10th. Mark your calendars for that, but there's a meeting of the town council tomorrow night, right? Wow. And they're going to be talking about the Lakeview Mobile Home Park, which is just off of Weaver Dairy, and there's a development proposal that would knock all those people out of their homes, basically.
Right, right. Yeah. And you know, developers are required then to provide some what's called low-income housing, but low-income housing in the case of the developer is 80% of the area's medium income, which is still way above what...
We've got a pretty high median income.
That's a pretty high median income. So when you say 80% of that, that knocks a lot of people out of the affordability category. And so as we're making these considerations, really need to involve the people who are going to be displaced and think about alternative ways for the town to support them to be able to stay. There's of the 120, 60 are children, so we're talking a lot of kids that would be displaced from their schools, and it's a serious issue that I think we're now, because of the very few affordable units in Chapel Hill, really got to decide if we're going to take our most vulnerable folks into consideration as we're making these development decisions.
Yeah. And when we're talking about affordable housing, I know we've got that sort of legal, technical dictionary definition of what affordable housing is, but I know Fred Black always says it, and it's a really good point. Every housing is affordable to someone,
right.
So you really want to make sure that we've got housing that's affordable for everyone.
That's right.
Which is so important. So what should the town be doing or not doing with regard to that development, obviously, or that area at Lakeview? Obviously, there's that development proposal on the table that that you're opposed to in its current form. But can the town do anything for that mobile home park?
There's a number of things they could do. The developer could offer subsidies to these folks mm-hmm. who have to be for being displaced. You could start out with input from the affected residents so that, you know, some of these folks are not English speaking. Do we have interpreters? Are we making sure that they understand in plenty of time what's going on? And then we do have some city-owned properties around. Are we considering perhaps other mobile park locations on city-owned property? But I think that we can be creative about what we do for these families. And, mm-hmm. you know, we think back to the recent election that we just had for town council. I think every single person running talked about affordable housing as part of what they were in favor of.
And here we go.
Here we go, right? Yep. So in this case, I like to think about this is not global affordable housing at some macro level. We're talking about 120 real people, 60 real children that really are going to be put out on the street. And so I would challenge the town to be creative about what we can do, and the developer as well. And I think there are some alternatives. We just have to work together to come up with something that helps out these folks.
Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com is the Chapel Hill NAACP chapter's website. We're speaking with Anna Richards. Anything else coming up that people want to know about?
Well, Thursday, we got snow. We had a snow day last Thursday.
I had the thing out to talk about it and then completely
for
forgot.
For our opening of our Frederick Douglass 200 celebration. That really, we've got a series of exciting events. So this Thursday, 7 p.m., United Church of Chapel Hill, an exciting program to kick all that off. We've got Mary Williams and Geppetto doing performance, so it should be a great time for the family, 7 p.m. And we've got a series, again, if folks go out to our website as well as the library's website and the county website, there are activities going on all over Chapel Hill, all over Orange County, recognition of Frederick Douglass and the role he played. This is part of the 1 Million Abolitionist Project that is going on nationally, and we're really excited. We've got confirmation that our kind of our conclusion event on April 23rd, I believe, is going to be the great-grandson of Frederick Douglass going to be at the Stone Center. So pay attention. Lots of good stuff going on.
That's awesome. Yeah. Again, this Thursday, the 25th, 7 p.m., United Church of Chapel Hill. I think we're going to have either Jaghetto or Mary Williams or both on the air tomorrow, but that might still be up in the air. I'm not 100% sure. We were going to last week, and then it snowed 10 inches.
But snowmageddon.
It's going to be a great event, though, on Thursday. I know a lot of people are excited about it, and
yeah,
it's definitely definitely worth checking out. Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com for more information. Honor Richards, thank you so much.
Thank you.